Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday morning, Monday, June the 20th, 2022, one day away from the first day of summer, tomorrow, June 21st. 16 minutes past the hour, rain coming here in Marion, but we are going to kick off the morning with a hot topic to be sure. Possibly the biggest scandal, and trust me, we take no pleasure in saying that, in the wrestling industry ever, quite possibly, the way the news cycle went last week. Last Thursday, we found out that WWE CEO Vince McMahon had paid $3 million in, we're going to call it hush money tentatively, to a former paralegal who worked for the WWE. Now, what's interesting about this, this is in regard to what is being referred to as a consensual relationship. Now, Vince McMahon has been married for many years to Linda McMahon, who worked in the administration of President Donald Trump. Now, Mr. McMahon has had affairs in the past. This has been very well known. But we believe the marriage is estranged, but it's hard to tell what people are doing in their own life. But McMahon does not deny that the relationship happened with this paralegal sometime after 2019. The $3 million payoff happened. The paralegal was making $100,000 in 2019 at Titan Tower, and then bumped up to $200,000 the second year she was there, and then got the $3 million payoff. This was, and then an NDA was signed. Now, an NDA, for people who don't understand, is a non-disclosure agreement. Once you sign that, you cannot talk about why you took the money or signed the NDA. So we don't really know why this NDA was signed or why this $3 million payoff happened. Now, here's the problem. The WWE, WWF, for many years was a private company, and you could technically get away with doing things like this. But it's a public company now, and Vince McMahon has a board of directors that he has to answer to. And the board of directors was apparently tipped off by an email sent from somebody. We don't really know who. Some accounts have said it was from a friend of this woman, but we don't really know, so we're not going to speculate. But the board of directors got an email, started an investigation back in April, and it became public thanks to the Wall Street Journal last Thursday, I believe it was. Very quickly, Vince McMahon stepped down as the chairman, president, and CEO of WWE on Friday. His daughter, Stephanie McMahon, has stepped into that position, we're going to say temporarily right now, but we don't know what the long-term ramifications of that will be. Vince McMahon said he would announce the nation or address the nationwide audience on his SmackDown program on Friday night. He did, live on national television, and he came out. He said the company's slogan, then, now, forever, together. And he walked away. And SmackDown, for those of you who are interested, saw a over 20% ratings increase on Friday because everybody wanted to see what Vince McMahon had to say. Now, he didn't end up saying all that much. Now, John Laurinaitis, now that's a name people are probably not going to know, but John Laurinaitis is an executive, kind of the right-hand man of Vince McMahon. Is also involved in this because he is alleged to have also had some kind of relationship with this woman. So he's in hot water as well. So the question is, at the end of this investigation, where will things be? We don't know. We do know that there are clauses for removing the CEO of a company for certain behaviors, and Will this be one of these behaviors? At this point, Mr. McMahon says he will cooperate with the remainder of the investigation and abide by the outcome. Now, that was a written statement. We didn't hear that out of his mouth, but that's where we are. A lot of ground to cover this morning, and who better to cover it with than one of my favorite people? This is the right way to start off the week, because he is a pal of mine, and we haven't had a chance to have him on in about over a month. I'd say about a month. Best talker in the history of professional wrestling, and certainly a man who knows the professional wrestling industry and some injustices and things that have went on that maybe we didn't see on television for many, many years. I know you love him out there when he's not on. We always get questions, how's he doing? So we're glad to welcome on this Monday morning, right before summer starts, to one of our favorite people, my dear friend, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm very good, and you?
Doing well, Thunderbolt. Hey, are you ready for summer tomorrow?
Well, hey, it's here, whether you're ready or not. It's here. It's about time, don't you think?
I think it is. I think we've come out a winner, and hey, we're ready for some fun. Summer fun.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Thunderbolt, I just want to get, we're going to go through all this, and it's a lot to cover. But when this hit the news, and boy, it's a national story, CNN, all the networks, all the newspapers across the country, when this came out Thursday that Vince McMahon was being accused of this $3 million payoff to this paralegal, what ran through your mind first?
Well, I mean, I don't know anything about Vince McMahon. You know, all I know is that he is one of those individuals that is part of messing up the wrestling business. And personally, I don't know anything about him, but they tell me that his wife is tied pretty close with Trump. So, what, I mean, does this surprise anybody?
Well, here's the interesting thing. Vince McMahon has admitted in interviews before that he has had affairs. So I don't think the fact that he had an affair is shocking to people. But I think what people are trying to figure out is, why did he pay this $3 million? Because an affair would not be new news for him.
Hmm.
What's he trying to cover up?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, Some of them busy buddies that he's been had during the years that know a little more about his business there. Well, I never even had the opportunity to work for him.
Well, it's interesting. I listened to a lot of news shows over the weekend, and even people who worked for him don't seem to understand, because it's been known that he has had extracurricular activities in his marriage over the years. So why would he give this paralegal $3 million and make her sign an agreement where she couldn't talk just for an affair? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess like you say, Scott, you know, I'm lost for words, because I don't know that much about him at all, other than, like I said, you know, the way he's been shifting around, talent up there. That's the only thing I know. I don't know personally about him.
Well, let's talk about this. You've known a lot of promoters in your days, and essentially that's where Vince McMahon started out, was a promoter. How would you characterize promoters in the wrestling business?
Well, some of them good, some of them was bad. You know, there's a couple none like myself. You know, it's very difficult for me, though, you know, because, you know my story. I was blackballed years ago and haven't had the opportunity to go back to none of them, you know, other than Luthiers and Waterloo there and Gable and then the Cauliflower Club there in Las Vegas. Those are the only two events that I've been to in the last how many years? 30 years or so? I mean, maybe it's three or four all together. So I'm really, really outside of you know, the wrestling business. I was the last one to know everything that went on in wrestling.
Would you say that the promoters that you knew, were there stories in the locker room of them doing things that they may have not have wanted people to know about?
I didn't pay them no attention. Dory Funk Sr. was a good guy. French Van Eric was a good guy. But other than, or Mr. Crockett was a good guy. Other than that, they were kind of rough fellas, you know. I had nothing to do with them.
Well, I want to let the people know why this is a significant story in the wrestling industry. And I don't know Vince McMahon either, so I can't comment on his personal behavior. But this is the first time in nearly 40 years that Vince McMahon has not been the president and CEO of this company. As we wake up,
it must be some kind of deep then.
That's what makes this.
But you know what, though, Scott? This stuff catches up with you, Scott. You know, I mean, we're living in this world where, look at it, man. I mean, you just cannot treat people any way you want to treat them. You can't, I mean, you mistreat your family. And that's what, it's all catching up with all of the wrongdoers.
What?
They go on forever and just misuse people or just do what you want to do. You can't do it.
Let's talk about some of the generalities of this Thunderbolt. The CEO of a company, obviously a very powerful man, I believe last time his network...
Too powerful. They're too powerful, the things they do.
Well, and I think...
It's amazing, Scott, how power just goes to people's head. And they just misuse, or what are they thinking? You can't get away with everything all the time. Treat people like they get dirt, like they don't even, I mean...
Well, let's start here. And again, you and I don't know this man, but the fact that he is the richest man in pro wrestling, over $1 billion, some say over $2 billion is what he's worth. Why would you do this? It's boggling.
Why has they done all of the things that they have said they had done all these years, over and over, complaints about this, complaints about that, paying money out here, paying money out there, just doing wrong things or mistreating people. I mean, you can't go on forever. Look at, but all of them old wrestlers promoted, they're gone, aren't you?
It seems that way. You know, Thunderbolt, being around, not knowing Vince McMahon, but seeing what he has done over the last nearly 40 years now, what's your opinion of the man?
Well, they have done themselves a lot of harm. They have just made. When you break the whole thing down, God don't like ugly. You mistreat. Look how he mistreated all of the guys, those black guys you get up there. Just make monkeys out of them, and whole. It's unreal, man. It's just unreal what people are doing these days. And it all boils down to that hatred, that racism. And if you don't care nothing about you don't care about yourself, don't care about nobody, nothing but big money. How many years have we've been overlooking these different things, overlooking everything. Everything in this United States is just people looking the other way. This don't make sense. It don't make sense.
You know, a lot.
One meant to be like this.
Well, a lot of talk this weekend was about what he has done, but, you know, and for whatever people feel about her, and we don't know her, Linda McMahon, his wife, who still is his wife, I mean, what must she think of this? Now, you know,
that's
I don't...
That's what we need to be talking to find... Yeah. I mean, it's just... Man, it's all screwed up. Wouldn't you say? Would you ever think, in your wildest dream, would you ever think that this country would be in the shape that it is in now, and the leaders that has done or whatever they are accused of doing? I mean, it's just, hey, it's all about that money, all about that old mighty, mighty dollar, not about people. I mean, and then people act just like nothing never happens.
Want to bring up this point, because I don't think I mentioned this in the intro. Now, yes, there was a $3 million payoff to this paralegal. And yes, Vince McMahon, through his lawyers, has admitted there was a consensual relationship there. And that she did work with the company at one point. But what they also have found through this investigation, which is also causing problems for him, is not just that this happened, is that now that they're delving back into the last 20 years since this company has been public, they're finding a lot of non-disclosure agreements and possibly payoffs have happened with other people.
But isn't any of that shouldn't be surprising? I mean, look at it, man. They're investigating the president of the United States. I mean, the Congress, everybody. Everybody's lying. Everybody's mistreating people. And why can't we get along? Why can't we get along?
Well, that's
why can't we get along? If people would just put the effort, just a little more effort of trying to get along, it's needed. It's needed. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to stop hating? When are we going to stop just mistreating? No. And, you know, anyway, it's really bad about the wrestling business, because it's not only the wrestling business, it's in every other business. Everything is going haywire. But the wrestling business is a business that, look how long I've been hollering myself. Look how long I've been mistreated in this business. I mean, nobody say anything, nobody say nothing. I don't even have a job. Haven't had a job for years. I mean, and I'm the bad guy. I'm the guy that can't nobody get along with, but I'm the one that they made the example out of. And all of the other individuals, whether they got the money or whatever, I mean, they're not being able to use it or not being happy. You know, life catches up with you.
Well, this is an interesting thing, Thunderbolt, because Vince McMahon has been through a lot of trials and tribulations, and whether people like the man or not, he did have a big fight when he was taking over the country, taking over the territories. He did have a big legal battle with the federal government during a steroid trial in 1994. He's never really had anything that stopped him. This has stopped him. Now, whether it's going to be temporary or not, we don't know. And I think that's why this is such a big story. He's never had to step down from his position during all of that. The steroid trial, the taking over the country with the territories, all that. But this, he had to step down. So it kind of makes this
you had to look at it a couple of things now. You know, everything's for a reason that when they do things. Everything is for a reason. He ain't stepped down all these years and whatever. And they're making a point. Who's going to take over or what they're going to do. You know what I mean? It's something still hidden somewhere, you know.
Well, Vince McMahon, I should mention, is 76 years old. Do you think that plays into this anywhere?
Well, age plays into everything. He's had some good years, so, you know, he can't complain. Everything he done it because he wanted to do, I guess, and so you got to pay a price, you know.
Has he been good for pro wrestling, or has he been bad for pro wrestling?
See, a lot of people would say it's divided. He is part of doing the wrong things in wrestling, just like a whole lot of other promoters has.
When he
some good ones, some bad ones, generations change, bad. It's deep, man.
In your opinion, what did he have? He had to have something to become the dominant
promoter. For what?
What did he have that made him the last promoter standing over $1 billion
money,
in net worth?
Money, and rough treating people. Money, and above the law of money. You know, just think about it. It can break it on down of how the wrestling business has been tore down. And the individuals that tore it down, and he was the individual standing with all of the money and had the opportunities to pick people from all over the world that he was able to get, but he didn't know how to use them. That's my opinion.
Let's just talk about the man in generalities here. If you have a man running your company, because he does work for a board of directors, if you have a man running your company and you find out that, now we do believe this $3 million was paid out of his own pocket. He has claimed that was not paid out of company money. But you find out that the head of your company, the face of your company, has paid $3 million to an ex-employee and made her sign an agreement where she can't talk about why she took this money or why she can't talk. Just what does that say to you in general?
Something wrong somewhere.
If you were on the board of directors, what would you want to know? What would you be thinking?
Well, I have to guess. Just like everybody else, we want to know everything that went down, but there's no way that you can get that because they're liars. A liar is a liar. They sign a piece of paper because that's what the law, their law, above the law, beyond the law, no law, make their own law. Money. The root of all evil, the backbone of the devil. It ain't the devil, it's the money. The money, individuals that proclaim to be good people, or decent people, or leading citizens. I mean, they ain't no good. I mean, it's just individual, bad people. Bad people.
It's
all coming out in the wash.
What does it say to you that within 24 hours of this becoming public through the Wall Street Journal, that he stepped down. What do you think the significance of that was?
Something bad. Stepping down is a heck of a thing for a person with them big egos and, I mean, a Bow Wow and all of that. And for him to step down, it's got to be something not too nice.
Now, Thunderbolt, you have said you never have met Vince McMahon and never worked for him, but you've known a lot of people who have worked for him and dealt with him. What is the general consensus you've heard over the years about the man? There are stories that go around in locker rooms and over dinner.
Well, they're all out there in the public, man. I mean, you know, we try to get out to Valdo, is that his name?
Yep.
There's so much stuff out there that they hide and they say, hey, boo, there it is. Like I said, I never worked for him. I mean, he never didn't give me the opportunity. I worked for his daddy one time, but it was come through Detroit there. But I never got the opportunity to go into the big Apple.
What do you make of this appearance Friday? Now, a lot of people took this appearance on television two different ways. A lot of people thought he was going to try to explain himself, and then he comes out. He's on television for maybe 3 minutes. All he says is, then, forever, together. Or he says, then, now, forever, together. And then he walks off. Now, some people thought that was him saying nothing's changing. And some thought it was him saying goodbye to the audience. How do you take that appearance Friday night?
Well, it's him. It's Vince doing what he want to do. He's going to tell you what he want to tell you, and that's it.
Now
That's money.
His daughter has become the CEO. Now, we don't know if this is a temporary thing or if it's a permanent position, but it should be noted that his son, within the last few years, has been fired from this company. His son-in-law, Triple H, left the company because of heart condition. His daughter was not currently with the company when she stepped back in this role. Earlier this year, she left the company, saying she was taking a leave of absence. There was a lot of speculation that they were letting her go at that time, because this is a public company, and now Vince McMahon has to step down, and his daughter steps back in here temporarily. Is it possible that the McMahons are losing this company?
I'm at the lowest of the totem pole in wrestling to know what the big fish is doing, you know. It's always a power move when you're dealing with money, man.
Well,
it's always a cover up for something. It's something.
Let's talk about wrestling in 2022. Here we are. This is happening. In your mind, what is the state of what was your business for many years in 2022? Do you watch wrestling at all at this point?
Well, not really. No. I've been spending most of my time just trying to put a few things together. And when I say put a few things together, as all the wrestling fans all over the world, man, has been for years have been saying they needed old school. They needed to go back. I mean, they have done every ridiculous thing that you can imagine. And Vince McMahon has made it totally entertainment. Soap opera. Not just entertainment, but, I mean, just by, I mean, things they've done, they have just degraded people, exploited sex, and I think that wrestling has really, really been done an injustice of just individuals that didn't know how to run the business, individuals that they put in. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry over the years have been bookers that didn't know what they were doing. And that's the reason the business is in the shape it's in now. And nothing has ever changed. It's just gotten worse and worse. And you can see it's all about the dollars, all about the dollars and cents and the 10-time champion, 18-time champion of what. And, you know, I mean, people just with the big heads just, you know, but a big playpen.
Well, another side note to this, which is very interesting, there is an executive there. Now, I guess at one point, this gentleman was a pro wrestler, but he's been an executive for many years now. His name is John Laurinaitis, and he's been named in this investigation as well, that at some point, as crazy as this sounds, at some point this paralegal, who Vince McMahon was having this relationship with, somehow she also became involved with John Laurinaitis at the company. Now, John Laurinaitis is a married man as well, by the way. And for people who watch the Bella Twins show, he's married to the mother of the Bella Twins. And apparently, when this relationship was allegedly going on, this woman was fighting cancer.
It wasn't right. All I can say, they had to pay. You had to pay. You know, it's been up for a long time, and it don't last forever.
Do you think, and again, this is all just conjecture on our parts at this point, but do you think that Vince McMahon can hold on to his power at this point, at this age and stage, and with this kind of a story here?
Well, but they've been holding on to everything else. They've been doing exactly what they want to do.
Well, I think...
I mean, they've been just shoving it off on people. Hold on if you want to. Step down if you want to. What is it? If he stepped down, when he put one of his kids in there, or whatever, he's still running it.
Well, I think...
And people, he got people writing scripts, got people that don't know nothing about wrestling. Come on, man. Come on. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's the significance of this story. To be honest, I think why this was a major story on all the networks and all the newspapers across the country is because of what you just said. Vince McMahon has pretty well had a stranglehold on this company, the 20 years it was private and the 20 years it's been public for 40 years now. And all of a sudden, here in 2022, comes a story that is not a flattering story, that puts him under investigation by his own board of directors into a position where he has to step down for the first time in 40 years. I don't think people ever thought that day would ever come. And I think...
Isn't that how powerful the court, right? Did you think Trump would think that he'd get caught in all the things he's been doing?
Well, I guess my question...
They're kind of blowing your mind, and it's on a high level.
Well, I guess that's my question is, why do you think this is the thing that has finally caught up with Vince McMahon? No matter what happens now, whether he does get to come back or doesn't, this is a moment in time where something did stick to him. Something did catch up with him.
We don't get away forever. You don't get away for mistreating your family, your people, or that old stinking thinking just comes out where you just don't get away forever.
Want to talk?
Time runs out. You cannot mistreat people forever. Don't you think it's about time for that old devil to get on the folks' feet? Don't you think it's about time for the devil to get back and, I mean, to have a little breathing room? Wouldn't it be kind of nice if everything would kind of go along kind of decent for a while? Wouldn't it be kind of nice if wrestling would straighten out a little bit, go back a little bit like it was? You know, it'd be a little different thing.
If somebody came from another country and said, Thunderbolt, I know you don't know the man, but you've been here for his entire run. How would you describe Vince McMahon's place in wrestling? What is his place?
Well, pick up them books. I couldn't intelligently say, because I've been put out of that industry. But all the things that has been alleged and all the different cases and everything, but like I say, it's all in the proof's in the pudding. And all of the things that they've done is on paper or tape. You know, I mean, the evil has just ran out. I mean, nothing but evil. I mean, you very seldom hear any good things now. People don't want to talk about the good things. People want to do all of the nasty, vulgar, eager. I mean, it's just unreal. And it wore out. It ain't the way it's supposed to be.
And again, this is
because they want to do it in greed. Greed, that almighty dollar.
But
had that dollar to do bad things and pay for hiding stuff. And, you know, it's unreal, man, but just catch up with you, boy.
Well, just what we know here, Thunderbolt, on its face, $3 million payoff, $100,000 salary, up to $200,000 for this paralegal for the 2 years she was there. Definitely a relationship with her. It was consensual, is what he's saying. Lots of NDAs in the past that they're finding now. He is a married man, no matter what the status of that relationship is. What does this say? I mean, if that's just a guy who lives down the street, what kind of man is that in your world?
Well, it's, look, we all got to pay for what we do. Just a man. But you don't get out of here without paying the price. I mean, it's finally... People never, ever, ever thought they would catch up with the invisible one. Is that what they call them? Untouchable one. This country is it's a bad day. It's a bad day. The black eye of the country. What's going on right now? I mean,
should
be rejoicing and.
What do you think this says for people who don't watch wrestling now and for people who haven't watched wrestling in a lot of years? When a story like this becomes national news, what kind of eye do you think this puts on the wrestling business?
Well, it's everything that they that's wrong and they imagine it being black, don't they? They put a black eye on it, wouldn't it?
Well, and that becomes...
Black eye. It's a dark eye on the world right now, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's the big question is, and I'm just going to ask you flat out, is, and I know it's a hard question, but do you think, just knowing what we know now, we're not even sure what the end of this investigation will show, but should this man return to his position as the CEO, just knowing what we know, payoffs, non-disclosure agreements, things he's done over the last 40 years. Is this the guy to be running this company at this point?
Well, I mean, look who's running the world, the United States, man. Look at, I mean, that's what the breakdown. That's what we're supposed to have laws for. But, I mean, some people is above the law. People do like they want to do. And, I mean, who's to say? Who's to say? Now, who's to say you got to get down? Who's to say that you got to stop? And nobody but Jesus will take care of this whole thing. However they think they get away up, however it went on in time, evidently it's pretty well catching up, you know. And
you said it.
Don't like ugly, and you just can't mistreat people all your life, and ain't nobody no better than the other one. So
you said it earlier, Thunderbolt, and it has been Vince McMahon's kind of reputation for many years, the steroid trial, all the things he's been accused of, affairs. He has kind of been Teflon. He's made it through.
Scott, it's been a numerous of people. A numerous of people that is geared to do what they want to do. Nobody's been even spanking them on the hand. They're doing what they want to do. They even passing out money for individuals that they do wrong, and that's supposed to make it right. And it's just a wand that ran on down and ran on down. What they say is, you lay down with dogs, you're gonna get fleas, right?
Well. And that's the question here, that he has gotten away with a lot of things for nearly 40 years. Is this the thing that's going to catch him? It certainly has been the biggest story.
It could be. It could be. With time, sure will tell. You know, it's a sad day, and it's been that way for a long time. Been overlooking things. And what is this that boiled the pot over? Is this that broke the pot? Is this the straw that the fans can't handle? Is this it? You know.
In your opinion, is this it? Have you, knowing this as a man, is this too much for knowing what we know? For this man to continue at 76 years of age doing these type of things?
I can't say about his age, because I'm about 81, and I would love to run some stuff. I ain't through yet, but I ain't done nobody too much harm or nothing.
Well, yeah, so,
but the rest, and you look at this break it on down to just the wrestling business, man. Look how many of those touch hogs or owners is gone that has mistreated so many different people. You know what I mean? You could call the roll. You can call the roll with things that hasn't went right.
Well, that's what I want to make the point. And not that age is the issue. Just the things he's done, I think, are the issue. Is this a man who should continue to be the biggest promoter, biggest name in the wrestling business? Because
we go back to the same thing, man. Ain't nothing changed, and things are just getting worse, but it's just a new day. I mean, what has changed?
Thunderbolt, we're down to the last couple minutes. It's a big subject, and we'll have to talk more. And I'm sure this is going to be an ever-evolving story as the investigation goes. But you touched on it earlier, and I want people to understand this. You talked about racism in the wrestling business that you faced. In kind of a short, I know it's a big story, but how did Vince McMahon play a part in that with the people he dealt with in his organization over the years?
Well, you know, Scott, that would take a little time. You can sit down and look at all of the films and things they get and point them out. The things that they've done that, I mean, they just mistreat people. Make fools out. They made fools out of many, many black individuals, man. Doing things that were just total stupid or just putting them down where it's just unreal. It's unreal. Like Shelton Benjamin, one of the greatest guys to get up there, man. Just holding him back, not letting him. It's just unreal. And then how they get the it's just make them Stephen Fetchin. Cartoon.
What is Vince McMahon, in your opinion? What is his legacy? How would you describe, if you had one word, if you had to come up with one word to describe this man, in your opinion, just your opinion, what would it be?
Well, it's overall, I mean, I look at it as, I look at it as, you know, they took my whole career away from me. And it's hard to describe in one word.
Is he a good guy?
How could you say that? How could anybody say that?
And that's the question.
His legacy is his legacy. I mean, it's right or wrong. That's what he chose to do. That's how he wanted to live his life with all that money and all so forth. But a man sometimes, he could feel like that old money don't do him no good, you know?
Final question here, Thunderbolt, just with what we know, because this story mostly relates to women. What impression do you get of what or how he treats women at this point?
Well, they're chauvinistic. That's one of the reasons I came to Georgia. Is how they took Ann Gunkel's stuff away from him because they talked about her. And that's it's all about that money. I mean, the chauvinistic men don't treat women right. You know,
it's a big story. Thunderbolt
and to put a, you know, the type of thing that they do into this wrestling business with their own family and females. There's a line somewhere, wouldn't you say?
This may
and
be
the, been above it all over.
This may be the line. Thunderbolt, thank you so much for joining us. We got to go to break here, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
All right, then.
Thanks, Thunderbolt.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson will be back in about 15 minutes. You're listening to WWJ.